A secretary is not a toy, no, my boy, not a toy.
For nearly a century, Katharine Gibbs schools have produced clerical workers, secretaries, if you please, who are poised and accomplished professionals, and occasionally, forgive the expression, pert, like the fragile and touching Fran Kubelik, played by Shirley MacLaine, opposite Jack Lemmon in The Apartment.
I came to New York and moved in with my sister and her husband. He drives a cab. And they sent me to secretarial school, and then I applied for a job at Consolidated. But I flunked the typing test.
Too slow?
No, I can type up a storm. I just can't spell. So they gave me a pair of white gloves and stuck me in an elevator. And that's how I met Jeff. Oh, God, I'm so fouled up. What am I going to do now?
Good question. The days of white-gloved elevator operators, dulcet voices answering phones, and executives bidding, take a letter, are drawing to a close, outdated by phone mail, email, voice recognition software, and spell check. Which might explain why this week the Career Education Corporation, which owns the 9 Katharine Gibbs schools sprinkled through the East, announced it will close 7 of its campuses. They say the schools have become increasingly unprofitable. Unless they find a buyer, the 2 remaining campuses will close by the end of next year. The Katharine Gibbs schools tried to change along with the workplace. They added programs in business, healthcare administration, and graphic design. And this year, half the students at the Boston campus are men. They've come a long way since the days of the long-suffering Miss Marmelstein of Broadway's I Can Get It For You Wholesale.
I'm a very willing secretary. Enjoy my work as my employer will corroborate. Except for one disappointment, one fly in the ointment. It's great, I mean simply great. But the aggravation of my situation, I might as well get it off my chest, is the Trump appellation. Pardon the big words I apply, but I was an English major at CCNY.
The Gibbs schools didn't teach just office skills. They were considered a kind of finishing school for workplace professionalism, encouraging students to be well-dressed and well-mannered, which might sound just a bit antique in these times when casual Fridays seem to creep earlier into the week and people in cubicles can be overheard swearing like sailors at somebody's voicemail. Executives like to think they ran things, but the smartest of them always knew that the hand that took shorthand ruled the workplace.
A secretary is not a toy. And when you put her to use, observe when you put her to use.
That you don't find the name Lionel on her caboose.
Is not a thing wound by key, pulled by string. Her pad is to write in and not spend the night in. If that's what you plan to enjoy, no!
Take a letter, sweetheart. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
The secretary is definitely not employed to do a gavotte. Or you know what, before you jump for joy, remember this, my boy. A secretary is not